Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Pappa, Silverlight Evangelist here at Microsoft. And this week we've got a special guest, another special guest, Andy Rivas of the Silverlight team. How are you doing, Andy?
Pretty good. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, I'm so glad you came on today because this is a little bit of different kind of an episode than we've done in the past. This is kind of a how do we make Silverlight episode. And I know, Andy, you're involved in a lot of the aspects of this, kind of the commander of getting Silverlight from the bits, the raw bits, out to the public in Windows updates and other formats. So can you tell us a little about what your title is and what you do here at Microsoft?
Sure. So I am a sustained engineering program manager, and I also handle release. So I've been involved with 14 or so releases of Silverlight. We've been going pretty good over the
last... So we're on Silverlight 14? Oh, you mean like intermediary releases,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. So that's what I mean by sustained engineering, is that we release the major versions of Silverlight, 1, 2, 3, and 4, but then in between we released what we would call servicing releases.
Okay, cool. So what this episode we're going to talk about a little bit about is when I came on board with Microsoft and got involved with Silverlight, I met Andy, and I didn't realize all that went into making Silverlight actually get out to the public's hands. And it's actually quite interesting. So we're going to talk about what does it take to get a product out, like Silverlight, since you've been involved in it so much and are still involved with it. And also, how do we deal with bugs that come in from the public? We'll talk about the Kinect site, which ones we look at, and how we kind of work with those bugs and then fix them and get them into the product, whether it's for a major release or a intermediary servicing release, as you mentioned, through the sustained engineering. And kind of talk a little bit about how some of the public can contribute to this. Because anybody can submit a bug, right?
That's correct. Anyone can submit a bug. So you want me to talk about Kinect?
Yeah, let's talk about Kinect.
Sure.
What is Kinect?
So Kinect is actually Microsoft's tool where customers can give feedback about any Microsoft products which are on Kinect. And so if a customer wanted to file either a feature request or a bug, they could for Silverlight through the Visual Studio Kinect. So if you were to go on Microsoft Kinect and you were to search for the products, you would look for Visual Studio. Unfortunately, there's not a node for Silverlight itself,
right.
but if you look for Visual Studio in .NET, you will find that Silverlight is there.
So you just go to kinect.microsoft.com.
Yep.
I assume you have to have a live ID of some sort.
You do.
To get into here.
You actually do need to have a live ID, thanks. Yeah, so...
I didn't realize that. It's not just for bugs. You can also submit feature requests here.
Yes, you can also submit feedback.
Feedback.
So
doesn't
that could
mean
be
we're going to do everything
form,
we get.
Exactly. It could be in the form of a feature request or just a comment.
Okay, cool. So I assume we get a lot of feature requests and feedback.
Yes, we do. We do get quite a bit of them. And all of the, just to note here, all of the requests and feedback that get submitted to Kinect come into our same bug triaging process that we triage any bug that's filed by one of our testers or a developer or anyone.
So it's if I hear you right, you're saying that whether I submit a bug as an internal employee for Silverlight or an end user does, Joe Schmo comes in and puts a bug through Kinect, that same bug will get the same attention.
Yes.
Wow.
Feature teams triage all the bugs that are submitted per their feature. So with bugs that get filed through Kinect, they're maybe put into a larger bucket, and then we have to do a first round of triage to really understand where the actual bug goes in terms of a feature team.
Sure.
And then once it gets to the feature team, then the feature team looks at all those bugs. And if it's a known issue, then of course we should make comment to customer, thanks for your feedback, this is a known issue,
et cetera.
But if it's a new issue, that's great, that's wonderful, then we'll look at that issue and figure
out. The filtering process must be quite intense just to figure out, okay, we've got a big pool of feature requests. Which ones are new? Which ones are we going to deal with?
Yes, it's really on the feature team side, it's really a lot of work to really go through and look at all these bugs and take the care to make sure that we're not missing something, because sometimes we do miss things.
Sure.
But with the volume of bugs that we get, both internally and through places like this forum, it's a challenge sometimes, but it's great work to do.
And, classifying bugs, and we say the word bugs in a universal sense.
Right.
I mean, it may not be a bug, it might just be a feature request, there might be workarounds in some cases, too.
Yes. Exactly, and that's part of the triaging process. One of the first things we look at, especially for bugs that are filed on, say, for Silverlight 4, is we look at, first, do we know about this bug? Secondly, is there a workaround? And if there is, if there is a workaround, then we will gladly post the workaround to the bug. We may even put the workaround on forums. It may just be that someone files a bug on Connect, and then there's also an existing issue on forums, and so we could point them at forums. So,
in the forums you're mentioning, those are the Microsoft forums?
Silverlight.net forums.
Oh, handy link already up there.
There we go.
And we'll put these links up on the website for everybody as well. So Silverlight forums, which are monitored by a lot of our MVPs, some of our internal folk as well.
Yep, and we have lots of different categories. I'm particularly interested in installation and setup, since I also act as a deployment PM for Silverlight recently. So, you can log your issue here, say, and then you could have other members, not of the Silverlight team, but maybe members just in the Silverlight, just out there, other Silverlight developers.
Okay.
Who maybe have insight into some of these issues too.
So what I'm kind of getting at this as well is, and it's a great opportunity here, is for anybody watching, if you have any problems or any feature requests or any things you can't seem to figure out, maybe you think Silverlight's not acting the way you think it should, you can come to the Connect site, log your request, your feedback, and the team will actually listen to this. And I assume there'll be some kind of response back to whoever logged the feedback?
Yes. So any feedback that gets logged on the forums, we have people internally at Microsoft that pretty closely monitor these forums, as well as people out in the Silverlight community.
Okay, so you should receive some kind of response from somebody on the team.
Yep, from
you
someone.
You or somebody else.
Yes.
It's not just
from
one
someone.
Guy sitting there.
Nope, it's not just one guy. There are a lot of people that are interested in the Silverlight. Not only on the Silverlight team, but on other teams in Microsoft.
Right, this isn't just a Silverlight process.
Nope.
Okay, cool. So we talked about the Connect site and the forums in here, and we talked about how some of the bugs work, but I'm curious too to talk a little bit about how the product actually gets from, you know, the development team puts Silverlight together, you know, then we test it, and then it comes out to the public. It sounds so easy, but what's that process like?
So from soup to nuts, it's a team effort. There's a team of people that work on the planning, and then there's a team of people, as you said, that work on the development and the testing of it. And then I get the privilege of when it's near the end of that phase, then I plan when we actually release the product. And we release through Microsoft.com, WAC gets Silverlight, which I'm sure some of you maybe visited, and also through Microsoft Update, which is a little different from Windows Update, because Microsoft Update updates Microsoft products. So you'd find updates on there for Exchange, for Silverlight, for Forefront, for all these different for all these different products. And Silverlight is up there as well. And we also released to WSUS, maybe you heard of it, Windows Server Update Services. And that's more for people who are within a business, and they have clients that they want to manage. And then one person can actually approve the update, and then it can get
pushed
out.
Goes out to the entire enterprise.
It can go out to the entire enterprise.
Right, more for server type or enterprise applications.
Exactly,
enterprise. So tell me this, when a product gets ready, so Silverlight team's ready, they've got their product out there, Silverlight 4, for example, last mix April-ish time frame. The product's ready to go out, comes across your desk. What do you have to do when they say, we're ready, Andy? What do you have to do from that point to get it out?
So if you've ever been to Download Center, that's the main place where I post the Silverlight executable. That a new customer of Silverlight, if you've got a Silverlight application that you've developed, customer doesn't have Silverlight, it says get Microsoft Silverlight on a little logo, either personalized or just the logo that we provide.
Right.
It uses the Microsoft Download Center, which is what I do. Is I post all the bits on Download Center, I schedule that with Download Center, and then on the morning that we release, I make sure that those bits are live, and that if you go and if you try and install a new version of Silverlight, that you're going to get the latest version of Silverlight.
And one of my favorite things that that happens is, I remember at all the major conferences where we've announced something about Silverlight, usually I get an email from Andy day or two before, maybe even earlier, saying, here's the coordination of the release.
Yep.
Scott Guthrie is going to announce Silverlight 4 at this time. And at this time, all the sites need to go live at
yes,
once.
Yes, there is. That there is a lot of, not just the Silverlight team, but all of the tools and all the other products and
because we involve Visual Studio,
Silverlight,
Blend.
And even Silverlight.net, because if there are videos on the newest release that are going to get posted, there's all this coordination that has to happen. And I've kind of been for Silverlight 4 anyways, I was really working to lead that effort. And for Silverlight 5, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. It's amazing how much goes into it, because as an end user before I got to Microsoft, it was great. Just give me the bits. I'm ready. Yep. Let's go.
But hey, where are they? Why aren't they there? Yeah, it really is a lot more coordination than people may think to just ship a simple download of Silverlight.
So we have testing, and we talk about, there's a couple ways we do testing internally. I know we do, I guess not a lot of people know what we do internally with testing, but there's unit tests that we run mm-hmm. on the product itself, and there's also some internal test passes we do. Can you talk yep. a little about that?
So Silverlight is fully committed to compat. We want to ensure that every version of Silverlight that is shipped, if you built an application mm-hmm. on a previous version, that it works as you would expect. And so what we've done is we've partnered with a lot of teams internally. If you've shipped a product on Silverlight, we want to know about it so that we can add it to our test runs that we do and make sure that if there are any issues, that we uncover those before we ship rather than after we ship, which right. is a lot more costly and could result in a lot of
customer
dissatisfaction.
So we have a ton of internal products at Microsoft
yep.
shipping on Silverlight.
Mm-hmm.
And we run them through the ringer, make sure that
we do.
A new version comes out, whether it's a minor or major mm-hmm. release, works with those.
Yes, exactly.
We do this with some of our partner products as well, right?
Yes,
some of our
we
major
do.
Partner products.
We do. We have what we call internal partners, and we mm-hmm. have internal customers as well. So people that we know who have shipped it, but maybe they're not a real high level of what we'd call sign off, meaning that they do a verification that we that we look at. But we just want to give them a heads up and say, hey, we're shipping a new version of Silverlight. We want to make sure that you are okay with what we're shipping, and if we're not, we need to hear about it so that we can address
right.
those issues.
And we also have like our Silverlight MVPs, which we give them sometimes access to the bits and say, you know, just put it out there. They don't have, some of them may have products, but others are just really good at testing.
Exactly.
Looking for problems that we have.
Exactly.
Get them.
So exactly.
Many
we
ways
want to get
test.
As much feedback as we can before we ship.
And I've seen personally myself since I've been here, and even before getting here, there's been times on products where some of this feedback does stop the product from getting released at the scheduled time. Gets pushed back a little bit because we want to make sure it's
it does.
Right.
I deal with that. That's exactly what I deal with all the time, making sure that it's ready to ship. And if it's not ready, then we have to hold the release a little bit till it is.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No,
so
it isn't.
So you've mentioned a couple of words like triage, and we talked about that a little mm-hmm. bit. And you mentioned your sustained engineering. What are these? What does GDR mean? I've seen that come out
yeah.
publicly.
So GDR stands for general distribution release. And if you wanted to compare that, you can compare it to a limited distribution release. For example, a hotfix. A hotfix may be a fix that is maybe targeted to one customer.
Right.
Then that sort of release is delivered through Microsoft support. A general distribution release, like Silverlight, we ship that through all the major channels, MSCom, Microsoft Update, Windows Server Update services.
Okay. So in a GDR might have something in there. Let's say Silverlight had a problem with showing the color blue, making something up,
mm-hmm.
you know, something obvious that would get caught. But it might be a GDR that goes out there. That's kind of important. People need to see blue.
Yep.
It might be a GDR that goes out, and people
yes.
can always access that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We make all of our updates that we ship available to everyone. We don't ship targeted versions of Silverlight to a customer. If it affects one customer, we're going to assume it affects all the customers, and we're going to make sure that all the customers receive
because
that.
Because Silverlight
fix.
Is so widespread.
Because
it's out
Silverlight,
there
yes, exactly.
Okay, so and then GDRs, we're not talking, you know, from Silverlight 4, which came out in April or May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I should
yeah.
know this. So it's been out for 8-9 months.
Mm-hmm.
There haven't been 22 GDRs since then.
No, there have not.
I think there's been two or
three.
Three. Okay,
yeah.
you
three.
Would know.
Three.
So there's been three of them. Mm-hmm. But those go through the same process of testing, I assume, as the...
Exactly. Exactly, yes. And our team is actually not a huge team, and so mm-hmm. when we work on a GDR, when we work on a servicing release, a sustained engineering, there's a little bit of a cost because any of the future development that we're doing, we're sharing resources. So the testers, the developers are also working on those future
right.
products. So yeah, servicing we need to take it very seriously. We can't waste our resources.
No shortcuts, no waste of resources. No. It's not, and we have a lot of funding here at Microsoft to do certain things, but we don't have unlimited funding to do
exactly.
forever, obviously.
Exactly, yeah.
So one of the things I'd like to wrap up on is we talked a little about the forums and the Connect site. I'd like to put a call out there to everybody to, if you have particular feedback or features, problems you're going to, please go to the Connect site and you can log those. I'll put the links up. Again, it's just connect.microsoft.com. And then there's another site, which I don't think we've mentioned here yet.
No, we haven't.
In other episodes we have, it's the user voice site. We'll put the link up here for Silverlight. And you can see a list of features that you can vote on. And each person who logs in, you get 25 votes. And you can use those votes to vote on features that you want to see in future versions of Silverlight. We definitely look at this. In Silverlight 5, I believe Scott Guthrie announced at the Firestarter in December that I think 14 of the top 20 features, mm-hmm. I believe those numbers, 70% of them have made it into Silverlight 5 already.
Came from this site. User voice, yeah.
Yep, so if you scroll through this
list, feedback.
We definitely look. I know I look personally, the team looks, and we test these things pretty thoroughly. Andy, I appreciate you coming on, and this is really educational for me. I know it's when I got here, I thought, you know, Silverlight's ready, boom, just send it out, let's go. But there's a whole team behind testing.
There is.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
Hey, thank you all for watching Silverlight TV, and thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks a lot for having me.